Manila, o Haleakala. Kila kila o Mauila, leika roselani, kua hivi nanila, o Haleakala. Aheo o ahula, leka ilima, tua hivi nanila, o ka.
My friends, aloha kakou. Nā kai e valu's on location again from the atrium of Hawaiian Hall here at the Bishop Museum. What a day. Vicky Holtakamine's here.
Aloha. I'll be right back. I gotta go set up the tents and the tables and the
okay,
chairs.
Okay, all right. Come right back now. Kaho'one Panoke is here.
Aloha kakahia kakako to all of our ohana on the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Molokai, Lanai, Kauai, and of course Oahu. Welcome to Nā kai e valu.
In the gallery right to the side of us, we have the amazing work of contemporary Hawaiian artists, all Mamo awardees, sculptures, featherwork, kapa, and there's so much going on in the Great Lawn. And we have Donalyn Dela Cruz, Public Affairs Director, to direct us out there, I think, Donalyn.
That's right. There's a lot of excitement. Aloha. You know, today we're so excited to have all these artists gathered on our Great Lawn, and in just an hour, I think. That's why Auntie Vicky had to run away, because there's a lot going on.
Because we have to get ready for all the kids' stuff, you know, the keiki. We're looking forward to have all the keiki come and make art in the tent. So
yeah, and we're expecting a big crowd because we have reduced admission rates for kama'aina and military. $3. You can't beat
that. $3 per person. Wow.
You know, if they were to choose to go to the movies this morning, you know how much they would spend? But here, they can spend only $3. They're not only are they getting an education.
And the ono grinds that they can get down here.
They're getting ono grinds. They're getting fun.
Plus
and it's
Tutu's
for the
favorite shave ice.
That's right.
The syrup is delicious.
Oh, right.
And then all the entertainment. So you can come and enjoy the displays here, meet the artists, talk with some of the cultural practitioners and the vendors. Enjoy the entertainment. Purchase your food. Sit down on the lawn. Enjoy. Only in Hawaii can we do this.
And get inspired.
And right. Get inspired.
And $3 also it allows you admission to the exhibit halls.
But only for today and tomorrow. You can come in for $3 and access all of our exhibits, our activities, and see the activities happening on the Great Lawn. And there are a few things I want to tell you guys about, because, you know, last week when you were here, there are new things that's
since
happening
then.
Since
oh
then. So at the Science Adventure Center, I want to tell you what's going on, because we had fourth graders.
Oh, we want to hear what's happening at the Science Adventure Center. But hang on. Okay, we'll be right back with that. We're going to take a little break, be back with music, and find out what's happening for you in the Science Adventure Center. This is Nā kai e valu, Fabulous Saturday, brought to you today and every Saturday by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sounds like thunder, gotta head for the high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. Obehi man in the sun.
Obehi man, grab your bag and run.
Obehi man, another swell's coming your way. Obehi man, another swell's coming your way. Got to fill up your bag with the yellow and black. Keep your eye on the wave, don't ever
your back. Oh, be a man in the sun.
Oh, be a man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, be a man, another swell is coming your way. Oh, be a man, another swell is coming your way. Hey, hey. Crab on a rock, you gotta run real fast.
Gotta run, you gotta go right now.
Keep your eye on the wave, don't ever turn your back. Oh, be a man in the sun.
Oh, be a man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, be a man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, be a man, another swell's coming your way. White water coming, no fooling around. Oh, be a man in the sun.
Oh, be a man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, be a man, another swell is coming your way. Oh, be a man, another swell is coming your way. Oh, be a man, another swell is coming your way.
Tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha na ahaui o na aliki, na aliki mai na kumuna mai. E paai na o lelo kaula naua hele a moi ke ala. Uwalole aki na homna o na, no na aliki kaula na. Ua pa aua la la o, ako ino na mu. Ua pa aua la la o, ako ino na mua. Ele I ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, ka vehi hoi o na aliki I hala. A pa a ka mana o me ka loka I ua mawe o ka aina I ka pono. E aliki o ka laki ua kaulana, I ahi ka nana no ka pāti I ka. Ele I ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, la hundu mamuri ke ole. Ele I ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, la hundu mamuri ke ole.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's favorite way to start the weekend. Hawaiian music and mana'o for your enjoyment. And we're all enjoying today at the Bishop Museum. Kaho'one Panoke is here. Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa. And we're here with Public Affairs Director for the museum, Donalyn Dela Cruz.
That's right. Before the break, I wanted to tell you guys, because, you know, Auntie Vicky, why are you not running around if you could run into the Science Adventure Center? Because what you're going to see is 25 kapa kites that were made by fourth graders from the Waianae Coast.
kapa kites?
Yes, and we are so excited to display these. You know, they were here earlier this week, and some of them were just first time to the Bishop Museum. It was very touching to see how excited they were, and we're pleased and honored to display their work. So please stop in there, see
Absolutely.
It. And, you know, Native Hawaiian artist Delani Tanahi helped with that, along with our science educators as well. So please stop in, and that's part of the admission. So go ahead, take a look.
So you hear that, all of you Ohana then listeners, you know what? Turn that car around and start heading for the Bishop Museum right now. And we're ready for you. You have your $3 ready, and you're going to have a great day right here. You don't have to worry about stopping at 7-Eleven and buying any food. Just come to the Bishop Museum, park your car, bring your family in, and enjoy.
Delani was also taught some of us how to do ohe kapala.
Yes.
So the keiki can do ohe kapala. You can either bring your own T-shirt, or you can purchase a T-shirt and print.
And Donalyn, there's an exhibit over there in, what is it called?
It's the Castle Building. This is the last weekend. You can check this out, animation. And it is wonderful. So,
the kids,
you know, this is the
wild.
Last time you're going to see this. This is one of our most popular traveling exhibits in the Castle Building. So come on down, check it out. $3, it can't beat that.
What is animation?
And that is the question. It comes down to, what is animation? How does it work from the early days of cartoon? Remember those flip books?
Yes.
And how it became animation and to animation today. So it goes through all of the generations.
Don't say yes too loud because you're dating yourself.
I had flip books.
There's a lot of guys out there like Dater too. Okay, this is not Guy Evalu, and we're just kind of letting it all hang here.
Because
we're at the Bishop Museum.
That's
yes.
right. It's very exciting.
It is Maoli Arts
and you know what? I'm beginning to smell the food now.
No, we're not going to be able to hang on to him long. Thank you so much for spending this Saturday with us. Nakai Ivalu is brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
at the bar, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to serve. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes up. Till the sun.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Looking out upon the city lights and the stars above the ocean, got my ticket for the plane, and it's not easy to leave again. Took my clothes and put them in my bags. Try not to think just yet of leaving. Looking out into the city night, it's not easy to leave again. Each time Honolulu city lights stir up memories in me. Each time of my friends will be there, standing with their legs around my neck. It's not easy to leave again. Each time stir up memories in me. Each time Honolulu city lights will bring me back again. Bring me back again. Bring again.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha kākou. Aloha to all of us. It's a kākou thing every Saturday morning, but especially today, because we're starting this Saturday not only with classic and contemporary Hawaiian music, but with art in the same vein. May is Maoli Arts Month, when the Bishop Museum, Louis Pohl Gallery, the Arts at Mark's Garage, and other galleries are all highlighting Hawaiian artists. We're on location today at the Bishop Museum's Hawaiian Hall, where you can see the work of all of Mamo's awardees from the past numbers of years here in this exhibit. It includes this year's awardees, quilter and feather laymaker Auntie Gussie Bento and Molokai sculptor Alapa'i Hanapi. So don't miss that. All the work in the gallery when you do come up here to Bishop Museum. Today and tomorrow, perfect days to visit, because just outside on the Great Lawn, the Great Hawaiian Arts Market is open from 9 to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Food, arts, crafts, fabulous fashion, books, music, and only $3 admission, not only to the fair, but to everything on the Bishop Museum grounds. Thanks for telling us about that, Donna.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for being here this morning, and I want to say congratulations and mahalo to all of the participants today. Excited to get out there and to meet these practitioners. Mahalo.
Thank you, Donalyn, for joining us.
All right, malama.
Good luck. Aloha.
See you out on the Great Lawn.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Ann Niesman, the Lahaina branch manager at Bank of Hawaii. Have you ever seen ads that claim they can erase bad credit, permanently remove bankruptcies, liens, or bad loans from your credit report? Well, before calling a company that claims it can fix your bad credit, be careful. Check with the Better Business Bureau, the State Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, or even the Federal Trade Commission's website to make sure they're legitimate. The truth is, there are no quick fixes for credit problems, but there are many safe, legal ways to improve your credit. However, they all take time, a conscious effort, and sticking to a personal debt repayment plan.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
That's for you, Hilo. Mahalo for starting your weekend the Hawaiian way. That's with us. And Kekaha, your song's coming up next, all right? Nakai Evalu is statewide, broadcasting today from the atrium in Hawaiian Hall at the Bishop Museum. Kaho'one Panoke is here, Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and we're talking about Maoli Arts Month with textile artist Marcus Marzan.
Velina mai kako.
Nice Aloha. To have you here.
Aloha.
Thank you so much for leaving your booth for a little while. Now, Marcus has a booth outside of the Hawaii Hall.
Oh, what are you demonstrating?
Well, I have a bunch of different things on display. I'm demonstrating how to weave baskets and
Great.
Fish traps. And I have a couple pieces of jewelry and things out on display. So, yeah, please come down and take a look and see what's going on.
Now, he's got a great exhibit in Mark's garage that is one of my favorites. And it's made out of na'au.
Yes, it is.
Na'au.
Na'au.
Whose?
Pig.
Oh.
So it's actually sausage casings that my prior mentor at the University of Hawaii used a lot. So she introduced it to a lot of her students, and a bunch of her students continue to use that material as a medium for their artwork.
So it's na'au, pig intestines, and then...
It's wrapped around a twined basket form, and then I did some ink, drying onto the surface. So it talked about the layers of, the knowledge that's held within your na'au and on the exterior and everything. So it juxtaposes the outside, inside knowledge held inside, on the outside, all these things, which goes with the theme of huna, the idea of revealing and concealing at the same time.
How interesting. And this is, they can see this display at Mark's Garage.
Yes.
Yeah, this is, it's going to be up for just another week. So you have one more week where you can go up.
And what are the times at Mark's Garage?
Tuesdays through Saturdays, I think. It's closed on Sunday, Monday.
And then like 11 in the morning till 6.
Yeah,
around 6, I believe.
Yeah. Right.
And, yes.
And I think this past Thursday, we just missed it for those of you who went. I think it was a fabulous artist talk. Yeah, so by some of the artists. So they go down to the gallery and talk about their artwork.
You know, it seems that this Mamo Arts Month is in its fifth year, Vicky.
This is the fourth annual.
Well, fourth annual. Yeah. And boy, look how quickly it has become quite a favorite event here during this month. I mean, everybody looks forward to Mamo Arts Month.
Especially the market that's going on today here at Bishop Museum. Now look, for $3, you're going to get onto the museum grounds for the fabulous arts market, and you can visit every exhibit hall that's open here too. And we don't want you to forget the animation exhibit over there in the hall right next door is going to be closing very, very soon after this weekend, so it's your last chance. And you can see the Kappa Kites over in the Science Adventure Center. It's all open to you, and we're waiting for you to come by and say hi. Nakai Evalu here on a beautiful Saturday morning and brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nani ko o lau ahi po wan, ka iniki vela vela o kamakasila, ilaila ka ua I valea ai, me kawai o ka ulala e ho. Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Nani ko o lau a he poanu Ka iniki vela vela o ka makasila I laila ka ua I valea ai Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Inu uanu, a inu I kawaio silo sila Ilaila ka ua I olani ai Me kawai o ka paliko olau Me kawai o ka paliko olau A hiki ka ua inu uanu A inu I kawaio silo sila Ilaila ka ua I olani ai Me kawai o ka paliko olau Me kawai o ka paliko olau
Take it away, Pete.
Ko'olau ahi pōanu Ka iniki vela vela ka makasila Ka ua puno la ilaila Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Ha ina ko'olau ahi pōanu Ka iniki vela vela ka makasila Ka ua puno la ilaila Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Me kawai o ka ulala
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hush, my baby girl. Daddy's here beside you to hold you close tonight. You're as sweet as a flower that blooms by day, enhanced by the fragrance. Reminds me of you in a way. Go to sleep now, baby girl. Close your little eyes. special lullaby. Hush, my baby girl, it's time for me to go. I'll leave you this kiss, for Daddy loves you so. My little baby girl, hush my baby girl,
Nakai Evalu, celebrating May as Maoli Arts Month, and just a few minutes away at 9 a.m., the Maoli Arts Market opens on the Great Lawn here at Bishop Museum. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, we're waiting for that to happen. And we're sitting here with textile artist Marcus Marzen, who's actually been working in cultural collections here at the Bishop Museum for over 7 years now.
Yeah, it's been an amazing time here at the museum. I've spent so much time with different peoples in the collections and with Auntie Pat Bacon and other peoples in the archives, and I've really enjoyed my entire time here.
Inspired by the work of our kupuna, and then he's also able to bring some of that knowledge and apply it to his contemporary weavings as well.
Yes, definitely. I feel so privileged just to be able to, you know, see the collections firsthand, be able to handle them, you know, while preparing them for exhibition or conserving them. That ability to just see them in a different light than most people can see them is just an amazing thing for me as a textile artist, mm-hmm. learning how the things were done from the past.
But even, I think more so even as a native Hawaiian.
Of course, definitely.
And to be able to hold that art piece that is hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
I mean, and it has, I mean,
the mana that's in
the
those
mana
pieces
that's there
just
and
reverberate
just
every time I
being
walk
able
through.
To exchange mana with you here, I get the warm feeling that I'm sure that in, you understanding the cultural appropriateness to it certainly prepare yourself for that experience.
I think it's also a transfer of knowledge in a way that is different
yes.
from just hands-on learning. It's really that transfer of knowledge in being exposed to the artwork of our kupuna. Yes. And you've been responsible also for helping to restore the halepili in Hawaii Hall.
Yes.
Because I know how many hours and hours of weaving with the students and after work and making sure that you're on time. So
that was a tremendous endeavor to complete, you know,
the construction of the hale was done in the traditional manner in 1902, so as well as the deconstruction. So the museum felt it'd be appropriate to return it to the same way, using the same materials and techniques. So all the material was gathered in the traditional manner, dried properly, and then the cordage used to lash the entire hale together was braided by myself and several other people, and made an estimated 7,000 feet of cordage to complete the project. So it was an amazing undertaking.
Wow. We're talking with textile artist Marcus Marzen, also working in the cultural collections here at Bishop Museum. Stop by his tent today when you visit the Maoli Arts Market here at the museum. We hope to see you. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
You're listening to Nakaya Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
The Maoli Arts Market is just about to open on the Great Lawn at Bishop Museum. It's going to be an inspiring day of music, books, food, arts, crafts, fashion, entertainment. It's a big celebration of creativity, and we'd love for you to come on by. You know, the founders of Maoli Arts Month had in mind the incredible worldwide appreciation for Native American art that keeps traditional and contemporary Native American artists going. Key to that is the Native American Arts Markets in the southwestern U.S., where collectors and artists meet, they enjoy each other, and they exchange art to the tune of millions of dollars. The Native Hawaiian or Kanaka Maoli Arts Market is going to be huge. So get in on the beginnings today and tomorrow, 9 till 5, right here on the Great Lawn at Bishop Museum. See you here. Nakai Evalu is brought to you every Saturday by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Kevin Kaji, the Downtown Honolulu Business Banking Manager at Bank of Hawaii. Here are four simple things you can do to build or maintain your good credit rating. First, always pay your bills on time. Payment history is the single largest factor in determining your credit score. Second, pay down your existing debts. Third, only apply for the credit that you truly need. Lastly, charge a few small transactions on your credit card and then pay it off in full each month. This demonstrates your ability to manage spending and your consistency in repaying outstanding debt. Remember, if you build or maintain good credit ratings, you may qualify for better loan rates.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Yeah. All right, there you go, Lana'i. Going diving today? Oh, that sounds great. Kane'ohe, your song's coming up next. All right, this is Nakai Evalu. Great Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'une Panoke. We're here at the Bishop Museum talking with one of their project managers now, Noel Kahanu, about the doings that are going on in the Maoli Arts Market.
Noel is also the co-chair of MAMO, and so she's my partner in crime. Today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, it's only $3 to come into the Bishop Museum, which means that you have a few dollars left over to buy art from someone like Marcus.
So, Noel, tell us, what's happening outside there with the keiki?
We have booths galore. We have Hakipu'u Learning Center out there with Calvin Ho.
Oh, yes,
and
Uncle
you can
Calvin.
Make a bamboo nose flute.
Ohe'i'u.
So actually my daughter, Keonauna, and I were checking it out, staking out which bamboo we wanted to use.
Very good.
How you can spend your money, right? Yeah, it's a donation to the school.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of hands-on things you can do. I know Umi Kai is there. You can make a Niho'oki, a little shark tooth implement. And then his wife Janice is out there, and you can do some lohala weaving.
And Bernice is
and
out there.
Bernice is out there.
Bernice Akamine.
Yeah, she's doing some ohe kapala. Stamping.
You can make your own little bookmark.
Oh, and then is the one out there with the t-shirts too?
We're going to do Ohe Kapala on t-shirts outside too, yes.
And that's a separate booth.
Yes.
And then what kind of food booths are there?
Oh, there's Hawaiian food. There's my favorite desserts and brownies and shave ice and just anything you can imagine. So you gotta come on down. You can have breakfast, lunch. You can have an early dinner because we'll be here till 5.
Yeah, we'll be here till 5.
Very good.
Great. And the keiki will also be able to do some acrylic painting and lots of other arts activities for the kids.
And then, of course, there's entertainment going on, too, starting
all
at 10, right?
With halau, hula, and Hawaiian music. But I think what's also important is that some of our master artists, you get to talk story with them about their art, what they're, like we did today with Marcus, and how inspiring his stories are about why he makes art and where his inspiration comes from.
You know, Vicky, I remember last year when I attended the MAMO Awards here at the Bishop Museum. It was such a lovely evening. And I remember the challenge you made to everyone who attended this event. And it was that you should be able to save your money so that you can buy at least one art piece by the end of the year.
That's right. I save, me and my mo'opuna, you know, we come out and we budget. We buy art during this month.
I bought one last year, and every morning I wake up and there's this wonderful painting by Charlie Dixon, and it just makes my morning.
Ooh, it's a crazy feeling when you buy art, huh? You don't have to explain it. It just is there. There's no way to explain that leap of imagination that could happen to you today. Coming up, we'll tell you about a new book from Kamehameha Publishing that you can get right outside Hawaiian Hall here at the Bishop Museum. Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
true. Someday you wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you did to, oh why can't I, oh, someday wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
And that goes out to you, our friends on the road in Lihue today. Hey, I got one coming for our friends heading in from Kapolei, too. On the road. Boy, we got some music for you straight ahead. This is Nakai Evalu, Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa here with Kehau Abad, Director of Kamehameha Publishing. Welcome, Kehau.
Aloha no, mahalo for having me.
Aloha, Kehau, and thank you for joining us here at Nakai Evalu.
We've got a really interesting book titled Lele Kava that's out already.
Yes, it's out. It's been out for about a month now.
Yes, this written by Taupori Tangaroa
of Halau Kekuhi.
Yeah.
Of Hilo. Of course, we all know Nalani and Pua. Kanakaole, Kanahele's Halau. And, you know, of course, they are staples in that Hilo community. Very, very important pillars in that Hilo community and keepers of hula.
And Taupo is married to one of
Kekuhi.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of Antipua's daughters.
Yes.
Just trying to finish
just
it.
To finish
What's the thrust of the book, Kehau?
The book speaks about mele of the Pele Ohana and their region and their realms. And he takes an approach that's much like Olelo no Eo, where you have, of course, the Hawaiian version and then his translation. A lot of these we'll be familiar with from Nathaniel Emerson's version of Pele and Hi'iaka, that, you know, his recordings of these mele. And in Taupori's version, what he does is he offers his own translation. And then, much like Olelo no Eo, there's a third piece, which is his interpretation. And, you know, he offers it in a very humble way, saying this is what he's hearing from these and from his own experiences, and he doesn't, you know, expect that this is the interpretation, but an interpretation that came from this point in his life, that when he was writing this, and that, you know, everybody in their different ranges of experiences will bring something different to these meles. They interpret them and understand them, and maybe for himself, even, you know, at a different point in time in his life, he would come in with another kind of interpretation. But for me, it was really inspiring to read these, you know, being a novice of these kinds of this kind of literature. The richness that he brought forth was really enlightening to me, and the kind of deep spiritual level that he's speaking about, it helped me to appreciate some of what would otherwise had been lost to me if I tried to translate these myself.
Fascinating. Kehau Abad, director of Kamehameha Publishing, is talking to us about Lele Kava, Fire Rituals of Pele, a new book out by Taupori Tangaroa. Beautiful book. A new one from Kamehameha Publishing, and we're happy to bring it to you today on Nakai Evalu. Nakai Evalu comes to you every Saturday morning. Compliments of our friends at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Awe na liie o ke au I hala e nana mai a mākou nā pula pula o nei au e holo nei e ala mai kākou e nā kini nā mamo ka ai na loha. Aloha wale ia aina, ko kākou kahua. Auwe ka ili ili e, ka hoopueu ia nei. E pae pae hou ia ka pōhaku, I paa maila ke kahua hale hou. No kākou e nā pua, e hoolulu ai. E ala, e ka I, ka mahi, ka palena. I mua aloa a ka lei o ka lana kila.
Pua o Hawaii Upa ama o te o ka aina Iki mai ka elele o ka loko ino Pala pala anu me ka pākaha Pane mai Hawaii moku o ke ave Kokua nā honoa o pi ilali Kāko o mai kaua I o mano Auku me ke onio kā kuhi hewa
puli ma.
Aole, 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 hu.
Malu na oka pepa oka e nemi. Hohoi aina ku ae heba.
Ku ae heba.
Ika pono sivila aoke kanaka. Aole ma koua e mina mina.
Aole, 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 hu.
Ika puta la oke au puni. Ua lava mako, ika pohaku.
Ika pohaku.
Ika ai kamaha oka aina. Mahope mako o lili gulani.
Mahope, mahope, mahope hu.
Aloa ae ka pono o ka aina. Haina ia mai ana ka puana.
Haina ia mai.
O ka poe I aloha I ka aina.
Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e. Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
It's a Kako thing here on Nakai Evalu. We're at the Bishop Museum today celebrating Native Hawaiian arts at the Maoli Arts Market. The Great Lawn is dotted with tents and people cruising the amazing handmade arts, crafts. There's food, there's music, books, halau, and for $3, you can come in, enjoy this, and tour the whole Bishop Museum. And that includes the animation exhibit in Castle Hall, the Kapa Kites in the Science Adventure Center, the whole nine yards. The Maoli Arts Market runs 9 to 5 today, and tomorrow, same thing on Sunday. All right, coming up, an astonishing book, Lele Kava, is also available to your ears, and we got the full story straight ahead on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Ann Niesman, the Lahaina branch manager at Bank of Hawaii. Have you ever seen ads that claim they can erase bad credit, permanently remove bankruptcies, liens, or bad loans from your credit report? Well, before calling a company that claims it can fix your bad credit, be careful. Check with the Better Business Bureau, the State Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, or even the Federal Trade Commission's website to make sure they're legitimate. The truth is, there are no quick fixes for credit problems, but there are many safe, legal ways to improve your credit. However, they all take time, a conscious effort, and sticking to a personal debt repayment plan.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Thank you.
Mahalo for your company today. Nā Kai e Valu on location in the atrium of the Bishop Museum's Hawaiian Hall. And it feels great to be here, doesn't it, Vicki?
Yes, and we just opened for the Native Hawaiian Arts Market and Keiki Festival, so everybody's running around right now.
I know. It's hard to concentrate.
And you're sitting here with us.
Yes. Lucky you, after running around all week, probably.
Trust me.
We're so lucky to have with us Keola Akana, Community Marketing Specialist with Kamehameha Publishing, to tell us about this new book.
Aloha, Keola.
Aloha. How are you folks doing?
Good. Nice to have you back again.
Oh, thanks for having me here. Yeah, we're talking about Lelekava, Fire Rituals of Pele. And we're really excited because one of the aspects of this particular title is that it's multidimensional in some regards. We have, if you're at your computer right now, go on to www.kamehamehapublishing.org, and as soon as you see it open up, you'll see a little commercial that we they put together at the entrance of the volcano there in Kalapana. And after that it finishes, you can click on and it will take you to the Lelekava page. What's interesting is that when you go through the book and you read the oli, you read it in your own voice, but it really doesn't come to life until you hear Taupori Tangaroa perform it. And so You can actually listen to all the ole that are found in the book by going onto the website and really hearing the interpretation that he puts forth in his actual performance. And we thought that it would be another way for people to really get the richness of the book out.
Amazing.
And I guess when you think about it, it's a way of perpetuating this particular, the various ole that is in this book, mm-hmm. because so many times when you're researching, you just have the words, but then you have to create your own mele mm-hmm. to it. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think the nice part about Lele Kava and how Kamehameha Schools is presenting it, is not only are they presenting the ole, but they're giving the mele to go with it.
Yes.
So years on down, the same mele will be performed, hopefully. And that's part of making these, keeping these ole traditional.
Yeah, and I must say, Taupori Tangaroa is a very talented ho'opa'a, and his interpretations, you're going to be surprised with the what you hear on our website, because there's a variety of different styles and ways that he performs the different ole. And it's much different from when you're just looking at words on pages.
Is he from Hawaii Island?
He's from Hawaii Island, yes. I think he was raised here in Oahu and then moved to Hilo many years ago. So, interesting book. And again, go to our website at www.kamehamehapublishing.org. And please, even if you didn't purchase the book, you can still listen to all the ole that's on our website.
And will this book be available here today at the marketplace?
You know, it should be available at the market. It's in available here and at all your favorite local bookstores.
Great.
Right on. One of those creative marketing guys we had here. Keola Akana, community marketing specialist with Kamehameha Publishing. A great pleasure to find out about this new book, Lele Kava. This is Nakai Evalu, coming to you every Saturday morning. Compliments of Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Evalu, it's getting about the end of our time. We're about to be released onto the great lawn ourselves, but it's time now to bring you a thought for the week, as we do every week, the Olelo no Eau, brought to you by Mobi PCS. Vicky.
This thought is especially for this weekend and for all of our kiki out there that are on your way down. It's makahana kaike. In the doing is the learning. So by putting your hands to the work, you gain experience. You have an opportunity to do that right here at the Bishop Museum, because we have special tents laid out just for the keiki to come and make art. Make your own masterpiece.
And you know what, Vicky? That Olelo no Eau is also the motto for Hakipu'u Learning Center.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And they can show you exactly what it means when you go out and work with them on making your nose flute.
Okay, so I smell the food going, so I'm going to leave right now.
No, wait.
No?
Hang on, we got a few more minutes here in the show.
Okay, well, my stomach is saying I need to leave now.
Okay. This is Nakai Evalu. So happy to be with you again on a beautiful Saturday.
Ahea no hoki la, e hea no hoki la, i malu, ea ea, ia nei, ea ea, te pili mai e ke aloha. Ano, ea ea, ana malu, ea ea, ia nei, ea ea, te pili mai e ke aloha. Eleu mai no.
Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
It's about time for us to go and hit the great lawn here at the Bishop Museum. Nakai Evalu has been on location today, and we're here at the Maoli Arts Market. Fabulous day of food, arts, crafts, fabulous fashions, books, music. Only $3 admission to all of that and the whole, all of the exhibits at the Bishop Museum, including the Kapa Kites there in the Science Adventure Center, the animation exhibit there that's about to close in the Castle Building. So come on by. You won't want to miss this day. It's 9 to 5 today and tomorrow, Sunday.
And coming up next week, I'm going to bring Marcus back to talk about the wearable art show. What is wearable art? It's anything that we can put on and wear and walk out with.
Exactly. And when is this going to happen, Vicky?
It's next week, Saturday, at the Sheraton Waikiki.
Again, we're going to have to rush after our show.
No, Molokai Ballroom at 5:30 p.m.
Oh, 5:30, okay.
Yeah, so we can do the show, and then I have to run right afterwards.
Right.
So join us. You can get tickets by checking on our website at nakaievaluradio.com. And we'll have more information on how you can get tickets for the Wearable Art Show. But Marcus, what have you planned for us this year? Because they're so amazing.
Mahalo, Auntie, for all of your words of, you know, praise. I've always had an amazing time for the past, you know, several years doing the Wearable Art Show. The first year I did hat forms. The second year I did cape forms. This year I've focused on the adornments, so neck pieces and arm bands and leg pieces. So
it's
exciting. And you know what, folks? I've been to every one of the wearable art dinners and fashion shows, and let me tell you, it's a fashion. It's not even a fashion show. It's an entertainment, an evening of great entertainment with beauty. Your eyes can see as far as. It's just beautiful.
Directed this year by Robert Casimiro.
Wow. Uluvehi himself.
Uluvehi will be directing the show. Nola Nahulu and Betty Mu'uz are going to come up and surprise us with some choral singing in their fashion.
Oh, beautiful.
Expect some cacao tattoo by Keone Nunes.
Wow.
And we've got two visiting artists from who actually Nita Pilago is outside in the market with her fashion wear.
Oh, I saw one of her fashion shows online.
Is this from the Pilago family on Hawaii Island?
Like Angel's wife, Nita.
Oh, gosh.
And the interesting thing is Angel and her son do the artwork, and she puts it on the fabric and makes it. And it's all affordable.
It's sassy,
artwear.
Too.
So she likes to keep everything that she has under $50. You better buy now because
yes.
It's not
so all of you who have offices, come on down. Buy a little art piece for your office, and it's something that you can talk about.
Absolutely.
And it'll bring you lots of clients.
And join us at the Wearable Art Show next week, Saturday, at the Sheraton Waikiki Hotel.
Yes.
Yes. Mahalo.
Aloha.
Thank you so much for your company today. We've just enjoyed spending this time with you. Nakai Evalu is sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools. And it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. Today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu. Q103, that's 103.7 Maui. The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai. The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island. And KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.